views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplementation where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But, of course, it does need the raw materials to do it, and that's why we say good nutrition is good medicine. The raw materials, of course, are diet and nutrition. We want to help you get off your prescription drugs, put you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and the folks at Youngevity. And we'd love to hear from you at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080, that's your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. Well, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. It's great to be here sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Last week we talked a little bit about a report that came out on birth defects associated with moms who took so-called ACE inhibitor drugs for blood pressure. Today we read in the news that beta blockers, too, may be problematic. Beta blockers are a class of drugs that are used to control blood pressure, and beta blockers are among the most toxic drugs of all. There's no drugs that are good for us, although there are times, of course, when we need prescription medicines, but beta blockers are among the most toxic of all drugs that we take. So-called beta blockers like Inderal or Lopressor are drugs that work by slowing down the heart. In essence, work by poisoning the heart. In essence, are a chemically induced form of heart failure. The logic being, of course, by slowing down the heart, by blocking the heart, if you will, you'll lower blood pressure. And beta blockers are, of course, the most popular or the most important of the blood pressure armamentum, pharmaceutical blood pressure armamentum. Some 42 million prescriptions were filled for one of the most important or most famous beta blockers, Tenormin or Atenolol. Another 33 million prescriptions for something called Toprol XL. Now, high blood pressure is a very serious issue in this country. Some 50 million Americans suffer from hypertension. One out of every five or six Americans suffer from high blood pressure. The most important thing to understand about high blood pressure is it is largely caused by lifestyle issues. Again, high blood pressure, like many of the diseases that we suffer from, is largely caused by lifestyle issues. Now, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us that by modifying lifestyle choices, you can easily reduce your blood pressure. In this regard, the safest, gentlest way to lower your blood pressure is to lower the amount of insulin that's circulating in your blood. And, of course, we know that the easiest way to lower your insulin is to reduce your sugar load. Reducing your sugar load is the single most important thing you can do for overall health. And, of course, when we talk about sugar, we're talking about bread and pasta and bagels and cereal and on and on and on. Not only will you find that your blood pressure drops, but interestingly enough, you will find that your cholesterol naturally drops as well. We've been talking about this for many months on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Just yesterday from Children's Hospital, Oakland Research Institute in Oakland, California, according to Reuters Health, dietary fads may come and go, but in the case of low carbohydrates, people shouldn't be so quick to throw that away and move on to the next diet. Limiting carbohydrates can be beneficial for cholesterol levels, even if people aren't successful at losing weight. This according to Dr. Ronald M. Krause of the Children's Hospital, Oakland Research Institute in Oakland, California. According to the story, scientists now believe that carbohydrates, especially simple sugars, can cause unhealthy changes in blood fats by causing fat to collect in the liver. It can also cause elevated cholesterol levels. Hello, my friends. Where have you heard that before? Right here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. If you want to lower your cholesterol, if you want to lower your blood pressure, and on top of all that, if you want to lose weight, it's a very simple matter. Restrict the amount of carbohydrates and simple sugars that you put in your diet. And how do you do that? Well, there's several strategies. First and foremost, you want to eat more protein. Youngevity's Nature's Way or the Biolumin Living Essence and Nightly Essence are two wonderful sources of protein. Every time you feel like you crave some bread or you want something sweet, soda pop, or a piece of fruit, turn your attention towards a good source of protein. Either the Youngevity Nature's Way, which is my favorite source of protein, or the BioLumen Living Essence or Nightly Essence, or even a hard-boiled egg or a piece of beef or a piece of chicken. Anything that contains high concentrations of protein will naturally reduce your sugar cravings. A second strategy is to take in nutritional substances that potentize or enhance your insulin. Magnesium is one of the most important minerals for enhancing your insulin, potentizing or strengthening your insulin. So is chromium and vanadium, like the kind you get in the Youngevity Sweet Ease product. You can also take zinc to do this, and also alpha-lipoic acid. What happens when you potentize or strengthen your insulin? Not only will you find that you're losing weight, not only will you find that you naturally lower your cholesterol levels without having to go into cholesterol-lowering drugs. And by the way, perhaps you saw that there was another lawsuit that's been filed against one of these cholesterol-lowering drugs. In fact, the most popular cholesterol-lowering drug, Lipitor. Not only will you find that you're lowering your cholesterol levels, but you'll also find that you're naturally reducing your hypertension, your high blood pressure, without having to turn to toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Let me talk a little bit about this lawsuit that was filed against Pfizer for their drug Lipitor. And by the way, Lipitor is, I believe at this point, the number one best-selling drug in the world. $10 billion a year in sales of Lipitor. Lipitor is the number one drug all over the world, not just in this country. And it generates quite a bit of money for Pfizer. Of course, Pfizer is saying they're going to be defending themselves against this lawsuit. Well, the lawsuit is apparently being filed because these folks are experiencing debilitating pain, weakness, and memory problems. Well, no kidding. It turns out that cholesterol is involved in all of these factors. Cholesterol is important for your muscles. It's important for the central nervous system. And, of course, we know that cholesterol is important for the immune function as well. Cholesterol is a very vital compound in the body, and you don't want to be taking a prescription drug to knock out, artificially poison your body's ability to make this very important compound. On the other hand, if you find that your cholesterol levels are too high, there's a simple solution. And it is not prescription drugs. It is lifestyle choices, dietary strategies, and, of course, nutritional supplementation. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. We're coming back with your phone calls and more good health information. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Toll free. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and you are listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly. Allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching, and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Okay, we're back. on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We've got a couple lines open. They fill up quickly, so now's the time to get on board if you've got questions about prescription drugs, if you've got questions about health issues, if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation. We are here to help you out. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and I will be sitting in for Dr. Wallach for the next hour with my good buddy and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, Douglas.
How are you today?
I am wonderful, thank you.
All right, it's always good to have you on. I saw this article, and I thought of you because you often talk about cholesterol and the fact that it's not as deleterious as we're often led to believe.
Cholesterol is your friend.
Yes, it is. And I had a Reuters news story here where the headline is, Marinating Meat May Cut Cholesterol Compounds. Hmm. And this is a Taiwanese research study that was done where they found that if they marinated particularly pork and eggs in soy sauce or sugar, that it inhibited the formation of something called cholesterol oxidation products.
Okay. That's very interesting. Do you want to talk about that real quickly?
Sure, let's do.
Okay, that's very interesting because, you see, cholesterol, as much as we like to simplify things in the world of health, cholesterol really is not a problem. Nobody thinks cholesterol is a problem. There's no biochemist in the world that thinks of cholesterol as a problem. What is debatable is whether oxidized cholesterol is a problem, and that is the rancidity byproducts of cholesterol. Cholesterol, like all fats, is somewhat unstable, and it becomes rancid. And the technical term for rancid cholesterol is oxidized cholesterol. So protecting your cholesterol is really what good health is about. Not so much whether your cholesterol is high or whether your cholesterol is low. Cholesterol is a vital compound. Nobody argues about that. It is the oxidized byproducts of cholesterol. So protecting your cholesterol levels is way more important for good health in the long run than keeping your cholesterol levels low. And I think that's what this meat marinade story is about. You see, you can protect your cholesterol by putting antioxidants, for example, on your cholesterol or with your cholesterol. Taking antioxidant supplements and orally is one way. Vitamin E is a good way to protect your cholesterol. Alpha-lipoic acid, even vitamin C and selenium may be protective against cholesterol. Or this is another very interesting strategy, is using antioxidant food substances on cholesterol foods, things like garlic or olives or onions or shallots. All of these, even fruits like pomegranates, pomegranate juice or mango juice, or pineapple juice for that matter, all have wonderful cholesterol-protecting benefits. And I think this might be what that study is talking about. It's not just the cholesterol, Doug. It's the oxidized cholesterol that you want to be protecting against. Is that the marinade they're talking about?
That is basically what they're talking about. They're saying, they go on to say in this, that it is thought that there are antioxidants possibly in these that are the helpful part. In fact, this soy sauce contains isoflavones.
Soy is another one.
And right, that's one of the ones they were talking about. But to be quite honest, I don't know if I really want a hard-boiled egg, you know, in soy sauce.
Well, how about
it
a hard-boiled egg?
It doesn't sound very
appetizing.
How about
garlic? How about
now, garlic would be good.
Wouldn't that be tasty? And onions?
Be quite tasty.
You know, cooking your cholesterol foods with these substances is not only good for you, but it also can be very tasty. Pineapple goes really well with steak, for example, or ham. You know, pineapple and ham is a great combination. And pineapple
helps in digestion,
helps
too.
Helps the digestion as well, I was about to say. Pineapple and papaya, berries. Even garlic and onion, some of these more savory vegetables, all not only help protect cholesterol and protect the fats, but they're also very good for the digestive system. And this leads us to a very interesting topic called food combining. It's not so much what you eat as the combinations of food that you eat that is so important for health. For example, if you eat your starchy foods with your protein foods, you won't be able to digest your protein because starch enzymes have a canceling out effect on protein enzymes. We talk about this occasionally on the show, perhaps not enough. Your starchy enzymes require alkaline, or your starchy foods require alkaline enzymes, amylase, for example, which is an enzyme that's produced in your mouth and in your pancreas, whereas protein foods like eggs or meat require acid enzymes like pepsin and gastrin. These acid enzymes and alkaline enzymes will cancel each other out if you try to eat a starchy food with a protein food. Consequently, neither will get digested, and we will experience heartburn and indigestion. So if you're going to be eating meat, or you're going to be eating eggs, or you're going to be eating protein, don't eat it with your potatoes, and don't eat it with your bread, and don't eat it with your cereal. You want to eat it just by itself, and then maybe wait a half hour before you intake your carbohydrates. This is called food combining, and it's a very important part of staying healthy. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. We want to hear from you today. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We're coming back on the ZBS Radio Network right after this break.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Longevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Longevity. To order, call your Longevity distributor. And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back. And thank you for being here. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, along with Doug Winfrey. And you are listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is the show where we want to get you off your prescription drugs and put you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and the folks at Longevity. They're the ones I take and they're the ones I recommend. If you'd like some information about the products, how to use them, if you've got questions about your prescription drugs or something you may have read in the paper or something you may have heard from your doctor, we're here to help. 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. There's a couple things I want to talk about before we take calls, Douglas. But first, let's finish up on this whole issue of food combining. It turns out
you're really bumming me out with this no meat and taters thing.
I'm sorry, but you can always have like perhaps meat and asparagus.
Oh, that's good. I like good asparagus.
And
that's
you know
good.
What else? You could put butter on your asparagus and get that green stuff out of there. Get the chlorophyll and all the wonderful fatty nutrients, the carotenes and the flavonoids, and you won't even miss your potatoes. And then you can have your potatoes by themselves.
What about a yam?
You know, a yam is probably better than a white potato, but it's still very starchy. And that's another issue that I want to touch on. You know,
a lot of sugar there, too.
There is a lot of sugar, and we do have an interesting take on carbohydrates. You know, everybody's so terrified of taking in carbohydrates. Well, it turns out that you do need to have most of your calories from carbohydrates, but they have to be vegetable carbohydrates. You don't want to have too much starchy carbohydrates. And so sweet potatoes are one of the better ones. But when we're talking about carbohydrates, what I'm really thinking of is broccoli, asparagus, garlic, onions, shallots, kale, spinach, those kinds of things. Mostly your veggies, a little bit of the starchy carbohydrates, but mostly if you could do your veggies. You do want most of your calories to come from carbohydrates, but they should be the veggies. As far as food combining goes, what you want to be thinking about when it comes to food combining is digestive enzymes. Different foods require different digestive secretions. Your carbohydrate foods are going to require your alkaline enzymes, your protein foods, acid enzymes. They will cancel each other out. Stay away from taking them together, or avoid taking them together if at all possible. And also another strategy is to drink as much of your nutrition as possible, and that kind of reduces the load on the digestive system. I was talking to my mom a couple days ago, and she wants to know what the simplest thing she could do to improve her longevity. She's getting at that age where she's kind of concerned about her longevity. And I said, you know, the simplest thing you could do is eat less and breathe slower. Those are the two most important things you can do for your good health, is take less breaths and less food. Slow, long breaths, and drink as much of your nutrition as possible. That's probably the two most important things you could do to keep yourself healthy. We never give, or rarely give, our digestive systems a day off. How often do you give your digestive tract a day off, do you think, Doug? Ever?
Not that often. I'm trying to think when the last year that happened was.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know, you want to start to train yourself to feel, you know, that kind of feeling you get where you're just craving food and you're feeling hungry? We want to start to train ourselves to appreciate that feeling as our body starting to break itself down, break down its fat stores. And that's a great way to lose weight, if you can sort of train yourself to appreciate that feeling as being a good thing and not
so the gurgling stomach is a
yes.
good thing, not
yes.
not the reason
yes.
to go jump in the car and go down
exactly.
to the hamburger joint.
Exactly. When you think about it, it's just basically a conditioning or a habit that leads us to sort of one of those Pavlovian things, you know, Pavlov's dog, every time they rang a bell, the dog salivated and felt like it had to eat. It's sort of a Pavlovian conditioning thing. You feel that gurgling. And
what
you
about advertising? I mean, how much does that have play into it, do you think? Because I know there's been plenty of times I'm really not thinking about food, and then there's some, you know, TV ad comes on, and you're like, oh, yeah.
And you're dialing Domino's.
I could go for pizza
right
now.
Right. No, they're clever. There's a whole section of marketing around food where they make food look really, really good. It's called food porn. I don't know if you've ever heard of that concept.
I know that when they photograph food, they
yes.
do heinous things to
yes,
it that you wouldn't
exactly.
want to eat.
Exactly. Okay. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I also want to touch on this report about vitamin C and cancer, talk a little bit about the flu vaccine, and take your calls at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, toll free. I'm pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, and we're coming back on the CBS Radio Network right after this break. Don't go away.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
On the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey, and you and your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We do have lines open, and now's the time to get in if you'd like to speak to us. We're talking a little bit about food combining, and I also wanted to mention a couple things before we go to calls, Doug. I read a really interesting article from the Canadian Medical Association Journal. This one really caught my attention. Apparently, three patients with advanced cancer were effectively treated with vitamin C. One woman with a form of lymphoma refused chemotherapy. She went for the vitamin C, and she remains in normal health 10 years after her diagnosis. And this is not some wacky alternative journal. This is the Canadian Medical Association Journal. You can get this online at cmag.ca, that www.cmaj.ca. And this is a very interesting study, but what was really intriguing about this is it was not any ordinary vitamin C. Because, you see, they've done a lot of studies on vitamin C, and they consistently find that vitamin C doesn't really have much of an effect on cancer. But the difference here, Doug, is that this was intravenous vitamin C, not oral vitamin C.
I was going to ask you what type of vitamin C, what form that the patient was getting.
It was right in the blood, and this makes all the difference in the world. You see, just because you take something orally doesn't always mean that you're going to be getting it into your blood. When you have cancer, you want to make sure that you're getting stuff right in the blood, not just vitamin C, by the way. Something called glutathione is very helpful, NAC. There's lots of nutrients that you could take. In fact, if you do know anybody who has cancer, you may want to consider finding somebody who can get you an IV intravenous cocktail in addition to making sure that you get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. But this was very intriguing because these were medical folks from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, according to the CMAJ. These were all medical folks, and they actually published these studies on three people who had advanced forms of cancer, and apparently they all did pretty well with the intravenous vitamin C at, by the way, 200 times the recommended dosage, 200 times the RDA.
It's interesting that you bring up the RDA because we had a question the other day on the show where someone had actually taken a look at, you know, the product, one of the America or Youngevity products, and looked at the list of ingredients on it and the various amounts and things, and the gentleman was quoting it on the air and saying, well, you know, why is it that the RDA is so much lower, mm-hmm. and why do your products have so much higher? Isn't mm-hmm. there any risk involved there? And it's interesting because where does the RDA actually come from?
I mean, it's arbitrary.
Who generates that? Because from what I've seen from the literature I've read, it looks like most RDAs are way low.
They're pathetically low. Not only that, but they were set. Many of these RDAs were set 50, 60, 70 years ago in the middle of the 20th century, the 1940s and 1950s. Some of them have not been adjusted any upwards or downwards, for that matter, in 50 or 60 years. They're set by a committee of some kind, the National Association of Science or something along those lines. Not nutritionists. This is a very important point. It's not dietitians. It's not nutritionists. It's not people who understand the biochemistry of nutrition that sets these RDAs. The RDAs are set to prevent deficiency diseases. All vitamin deficiencies will cause some kind of disease, and the RDAs are set to prevent deficiency diseases, but they're not set to keep us optimally healthy. So, for example, your RDA of vitamin C is around 50 to 100 milligrams, something along those lines, and this is just the bare minimum that you need to keep you from getting vitamin C deficiency disease, which is called scurvy. But it's not enough vitamin C to keep you from getting heart disease, not enough vitamin C to fight cancer, to protect your immune system, or to protect your adrenal glands, or to do any of the other things that vitamin C is important for. So the RDAs are there just to protect you from deficiency diseases, and they're set very, very low. In fact, most savvy nutritionists today go by something called the ODI, the optimal daily intake is what they call it, and it's much higher than the government-mandated RDA recommended daily allowance. I don't really pay too much attention to the RDAs myself when I'm supplementing. I want to talk about this flu vaccine stuff here when we come back from break, and we will take your phone calls too, 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. Pharmacist Ben sitting in today for Dr. Wallach along with Doug Winfrey, and we're coming back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program right after this break.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of Youngevity's line of nutritional supplements. And your calls are welcome at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Doug, we were talking about the RDAs before we went to break. The RDAs are set by the National Academy of Science, specifically the Food and Nutrition Board, which is part of the National Academy of Science. And the National Academy of Science, or the Food and Nutrition Board, was actually set up in 1940. Supposedly they have an expertise in nutrition and food.
Probably
science.
The same people still on the board.
Could very well be.
If I know our government.
The board is actually funded, by the way, by the USDA and the FDA. And they are mandated to evaluate issues concerning food and nutrition.
Both good friends of the supplement industry.
Right, especially the FDA. We know all about that one. So, they're supposed to be making recommendations about food quality and safety and the recommended daily allowance. Another reason why you don't want to be paying any attention to the RDAs. I also want to talk a little bit about this flu vaccine stuff. I know you have something interesting to talk about, and I also wanted to touch on it as well. I got an article. I found an article that talks about the policy about problems with little kids in the flu vaccine. Infant vaccination apparently not as cost effective as it might be. I know you had an interesting thing to talk about as well.
Yeah, that is interesting considering there was an AP story last week where they were all proud of themselves, thumping their chests, saying flu vaccine makers expect record production. They're hoping to reach a record 100 million doses for this coming season, and that could possibly create a surplus. And further in the same article, they're saying that flu vaccines are now recommended for children's ages, now get this, 6 months to 23 months,
great.
Pregnant women, people over 65, and people with chronic health conditions and compromised immune systems.
Well, according to the journal Vaccine, careful analysis showed infant vaccination cost $12,694 to prevent one hospitalization and $6,349,000 to prevent one death. Recent Canadian study showed about 600 children would have to be inoculated against influenza to prevent one hospitalization, 300,000 to prevent one death. From the journal Epidemiological Reviews, researchers found that vaccinations against the flu were ineffective in reducing the risk of hospital admission and death among adults over 65 years of age. In fact, they say, vaccination increased hospital admissions due to influenza, heart disease, and respiratory disease. How do you like that?
Sounds about right.
Not surprising considering they're giving you the flu. Of course, if you're worried about the flu, I know it's seems like it's the middle of summer. We don't have to worry about the flu and the flu vaccine. We're not going to start hearing about the flu vaccine probably for a couple of months. But now, believe it or not, now's the time to prepare yourself for the flu season coming up in the fall, because once you have once the flu season hits, it's a lot harder to build up enough nutrients in your body to protect yourself. So 2-3 months before the flu hits, that's the time when you really want to load yourself up with nutrients, with your selenium, with your vitamin C, with your vitamin E. And by the way, speaking of selenium, it's probably the most important nutritional supplement that you can take when it comes to protecting yourself from the flu. Selenium is an amazing mineral. It's not only important for protecting against viruses, but it's also been proven, and this is proven, not just hypothetical and not just anecdotal. It's been actually proven in research to be protective against cancer as well. Selenium deficiency can also cause problems with the heart, with the cardiovascular system, and selenium is also very important for macular degeneration and to protect your eyes. And many people don't get enough of this very vital mineral. It's not found in a lot of foods, and of course our soils are deficient in many minerals, especially in selenium. One of the reasons I got involved with Youngevity and with Dr. Wallach is because I heard him speak about selenium, and Dr. Wallach was actually one of the first guys out there to really hit this very important mineral hard to make sure everybody understood about the importance of selenium. And when he was doing it 10, 12 years ago, a lot of folks didn't take him very seriously, but now the research has vindicated his position on selenium as well as his position on a lot of other things. That's one of the reasons why I like Youngevity so well and Dr. Wallach's work so well, is he's been just so prescient, so ahead of the curve in understanding the importance of nutritional supplementation, and the company, Youngevity company in general, is so advanced and so ahead of the curve when it comes to understanding the importance of nutritional supplementation.
He's a regular modern-day Linus Pauling.
You know what? Hopefully he won't have to be posthumous before he's recognized as being You know, sometimes, unfortunately, that's how it goes in the world of science, is people aren't recognized when they're around. But I hope that doesn't happen with Dr. Wallach, because he's truly been an amazing guy in my life in terms of my understanding of nutrition, and I know in a lot of other folks as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552, toll free. This is your chance to get aboard if you want to hear from us. Talk to us if you've got questions about nutritional supplements or about prescription drugs, or if you've got questions about the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements, we're here to help you out.
Like Jim has done today.
Like Jim has done.
Jim has called in from Colorado Springs, Colorado, of all places.
Jim,
you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
What's up, Jim?
Well, I have it's not too much on nutrition, but it's a procedure I'm scheduled for next week. It's the colonoscopy.
Okay.
And two questions there in reference to this. How safe is this procedure? And the second question is, the medication is supposed to take the night before.
The bearing.
Blue light.
Yeah.
Is there any side effects to this as far as my electrolytes and stuff of this nature?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Go Light first. Go Light is a very, I don't know who named that stuff Go Light, but Go Lightly. Is it Go Lightly or Go Light? Either, I forgot which one it's called, but either way, it's not very appropriately named. It's a miserable stuff, and it's designed just to clean you out, and it does a very good job of that. So you want to take it as directed because you do want to be completely cleaned out. The colonoscopy itself is a minimally invasive examination of your colon, the large colon, as well as the distal part, the end part of your small intestine. And then you actually put a camera up there, basically, and they check it out visually. They look for ulcerations, and they look for little cysts or polyps, and it allows the physician to do biopsies. They can do virtual ones now, virtual colonoscopies, where they can actually get a 3D picture. But basically, it's pretty much non-invasive. They don't have to cut you out open or anything like that. And it is pretty darn safe, and it is pretty darn important. Colon cancer is a serious, serious issue. It's the second or third leading cause of death by cancer in this country. Did you have any kind of hemorrhaging or bleeding, or is it just a regular checkup?
Regular checkup.
Yeah,
eight.
It's basically done to rule out colon cancer, although sometimes they use it for diagnosing inflammatory bowel disease. But it is basically done for ruling out colon cancer, which is a serious problem in this country. The Go Light is designed to keep your colon has to be freed of any kind of solid material in order to do the test correctly. And you should probably, for a couple days before you do your Go Light, you should probably just drink your nutrients. Try to put as little solid food in your stomach as possible, and that would make it a little bit easier when you take this laxative preparation. It'll make it easier on your body, because if you have a lot of stuff in your colon, it's going to be miserable the night before. So maybe for a couple of days before, you just want to drink nutrients. Do your Youngevity Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine, vegetable juices, and try to put as little solid food in your digestive tract as possible, and that will make it much less miserable for you when you do take that laxative, because I'll tell you what, it is pretty miserable. And not only that, after you do the colonoscopy, you can still have some discomfort, some flatulence, or just some uncomfortable feelings in your colon afterwards. So the less you eat, the better off you'll be for a couple days before. But do have that done. Everybody should have a colonoscopy done after a certain age. Colon cancer is a serious issue, and it's nothing that you want to mess around with. Hope that helps, Jim, in Colorado Springs. And you may also want to think about the FloraFX, the Youngevity FloraFX product when you're done with your colonoscopy, the good bacteria. Now, a lot of times bacterial balance can be thrown off by the colonoscopy procedure. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. We got a few more minutes to talk to you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away. We're coming back with more good health information and your phone calls right after this break.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey, 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Before we went to break, we were talking to Jim in Colorado Springs about colon cancer. Doug, you know there's a vitamin that's extremely important for helping reduce rates of colon cancer. Numerous studies show that men who consume higher amounts of this vitamin are less likely to have colon cancer. You know what vitamin that is?
D.
That's exactly right. You have learned something on this program.
I learned something every time I'm on with you.
That's from JAMA and from The Lancet, two very important medical journals. Vitamin D has been found to be essential, and that's their words, essential for reducing colon cancer. And it's an extremely important nutrient. Of course, we know today most of us aren't getting enough vitamin D. If you're afraid of the sun, which you shouldn't be, but if you are afraid of the sun, the best place to get your vitamin D is from the oils that come from fish. And, of course, if you're using the Youngevity products, the Ultimate EFA Plus E contains fish oils, and these fish oils are wonderful ways to get your vitamin D as well as your omega-3 fats. In fact, fat deficiency, good fat deficiency, is a very serious problem in this country, and you want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D. A lot of folks aren't getting enough vitamin D. There's two main vitamin D tests. If you're going to get your vitamin D tested, and it's not a bad idea to get your vitamin D levels tested, you can get what's called the 125 vitamin D test or just the 25 vitamin D test. The 25D is a better marker than the 125. Some people call it the 25 hydroxy vitamin D test, so you want to ask your naturopath or your physician for that if you're concerned about vitamin D levels. Optimal levels of your 25 hydroxy vitamin D is a 45 to 50 NG nanograms per milliliter or 115 to 128, but you can have your naturopath make sure that you do that correctly. Most people in this country, and I say most, are deficient in this very important vitamin, and we know that vitamin D deficiency is associated with problems with blood pressure, problems with colon cancer, problems with fibroid, with breast cancer, problems with bone health, problems with mood health, problems with blood sugar, problems with blood pressure, on and on and on and on. And if you're African American or if you have lots of pigment, then of course it's going to be much more difficult for you to get vitamin D. So you want to make sure that you are taking in cod liver oil or fish oil, especially the Longevity Ultimate EFA Plus E. Okay, we had a call from Arkansas.
Yeah, Jackie called and she couldn't hold on. She had a cell phone that was dying, but she had a question regarding anxiety medication and long-term use, if there were any side effects or what to watch for.
Okay, that's a good question. Now, there's lots of anxiety medications. Most of the time, when you have anxiety today, they put you on these so-called SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, these kinds of drugs. And it's actually too early to tell if there are long-term effects, long-term side effects. The oldest Prozac has only been out for about, I think now, 16, 17 years. So we really don't have a lot of information about long-term side effects with these drugs. Some of the newer ones have only been out for 5 or 10 years. However, I can tell you, chances are there are some long-term side effects simply because your body has to process these substances through the liver as if they were toxins or as if they were poisons. And while your liver is a wonderfully hardy organ, you don't want to be putting too much poisonous stuff in your system. You don't want to be overloading your liver, especially given environmental pollutants and all the other things that your liver has to process. So while we don't know for sure if there's any long-term side effects, chances are it's not a good idea to stay on these anti-anxiety meds for long periods of time, even though in the short term you may experience some psychological benefits. One of the best things you could do if you are suffering from long-term anxiety or if you're suffering from anxiety is to stabilize your blood sugar, number one. We talked about that earlier. That means more protein and more minerals like magnesium and zinc, perhaps the Longevity Sweet Ease product, which contains chromium and vanadium, which are very important for stabilizing your blood sugar levels. And then also, there's a wonderful mineral called lithium. And you'll find that lithium, small amounts of lithium, in the Longevity Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. You don't need prescription lithium. You can use nutritional lithium. Lithium orotate is a good source of non-prescription nutritional lithium. Okay, that's all we got time for today. It's been great to be here with you, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. For Doug Winfrey, for Dr. Wallach, for all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network and at Longevity, remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, awesome, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.